Feel all that different from their previous neighborhood. A woman named Claire Murray, the same woman who had hand-delivered the block party invite, introduced Han and Lloyd around. Invariably, conversations broke out along gender lines. Han found herself explaining her name, short for Henrietta, at least three times, and that she was a full-time artist another three times, and told two of the women that, no, she didn't have any children yet. Only one, a darkly freckled redhead wearing a t-shirt with the logo of a preschool, asked Hen if she planned on having children.
We'll see, Hen lied.
It was a relief when, after eating some pretty delicious pasta salad and half a dry cheeseburger, Hen and Lloyd found themselves back together, conversing with what appeared to be the only other childless couple at the party, Matthew and Mira Dollimore, who turned out to live in the Dutch colonial immediately next to theirs.
They must have been built at the same time, don't you think? Lloyd asked.
All the houses on the street were, Matthew said,
rubbing at the space between his lower lip and his chin. When he took his finger away, Hen saw that he had a scar there, like Harrison Ford. He was handsome, Hen thought. Not Harrison Ford handsome, but good-looking in the sense that all his features, thick brown hair, pale blue eyes, square jawline, were the features of a good-looking man. Yet they all added up to something less than their parts. He stood stiffly, a dress shirt tucked into unstylish high-waisted jeans. He reminded Hen of a mannequin, with his broad shoulders and his large, knuckly hands. Later, when they all had dinner together, she would decide that he was one of those harmless, cheery men, the type of person you'd be happy to see, but would never think of when they weren't around. Much later, she'd realize how wrong that first impression was. But on that bright Saturday afternoon, Hen was just happy that Lloyd was back by her side, conversing, and she wouldn't have to fend for herself. Mira, about half the size of her tall husband, moved in closer to Hen.
You don't have children either, she said,
more a statement than a question. And Hen realized that their new neighbor had undoubtedly spied on them as they moved in back in July. It was strange that they hadn't come over and introduced themselves.
No, no children.
I think we're the only couples on the street who don't.
She laughed nervously. Hen decided that Mira was the physical opposite of her husband, that her features, a slightly too large nose, a low hairline, wide hips, added up to someone far more attractive than her husband.
What do you do?
Hen asked, immediately annoyed at herself for instantly relying on that particular question. The four talked for another 20 minutes or so. Matthew was a history teacher at a private high school three towns over, and Mira was a sales rep for an educational software company, which meant, she said several times, that she spent more time traveling than she did at home.
You'll have to keep an eye on Matthew, she said. Tell me what he gets up to when I'm away.
The nervous laugh again. Hen should have hated her, but somehow she didn't. Maybe the move really had mellowed her, but it was more likely the effect of her current meds. Another burst of wind, colder now, came down the street, rustling the still green trees, and Hen pulled her cardigan around her body and shivered.
Cold? Matthew asked.
Always, Hen said, then added, I think I might head on back.
Lloyd smiled at her.
I'll come with you,
he said. Then turned to Matthew and Mira.
Believe it or not, we're still unpacking. Nice meeting you both.
Nice meeting you, Lloyd, Matthew said. And you too, Hen.
Is it short for?
Henrietta, yes, but no one except my birth certificate has ever called me that. It's always been Hen.
Let's get together sometime. Maybe cook out if it's not too late.
This was from Mira, and they all agreed in vague responses that made Hen decide that it was never going to happen. So Hen was surprised when, a week later, Mira ran out from her front door as Hen was walking home from her studio.
Hen, hi.